May the Lord help us to commence with hymn number 3. Number 3. God is my everlasting King. God is my strength, and I will sing. His power upholds my feeble frame, and I'm victorious through his name. Hymn number 3.
Let us read from the sacred pages of God's Word, from the book of Psalms. Psalm 107, 107, 107. Psalm 107. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. He led them forth by the right way, they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul, and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron. Because they rebelled against the words of God, and contemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their heart with labour. They fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and break their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he hath broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. They that go down unto the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, they see the works of the Lord, and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man, and are at their wits' end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people, and praise him in the assembly of the elders. He turneth rivers into a wilderness, and water springs into dry ground, a fruitful land into barrenness, for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. He turneth the wilderness into a standing water, and dry ground into water springs. And there he maketh the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation. And sow the fields and plant vineyards, which may yield fruits of increase. He blesseth them also, so that they are multiplied greatly, and suffereth not their cattle to decrease. Again they are minished and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. He poureth contempt upon princes, and causeth them to wander in the wilderness where there is no way. Yet setteth he the poor on high from affliction, and maketh himself families like a flock. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Whoso is wise would observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. And let us pray. Most holy, almighty, eternal Lord God, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, which was, which is to come, we bow before thee, needing and desiring to humble ourselves under thy mighty hand, that the God of judgment, the God of equity, the God of mercy, the God of grace, the God of salvation, the eternal God, oh, we would come to worship thee now. Send the Spirit, help us to worship thee through thine only beloved Emmanuel. O Lord, may we come pleading humbly, remembering, knowing, taught what we are. O Lord, nothing but sin and evil by nature. Oh, may we be given that grace of a new nature, a new heart working in us for our salvation, to lead us unto the Lamb, to lead us unto thee, to lead us to know him and hear his voice, to be given that living faith, that gift to trust thee, to trust in thee forever, at all times, in daily exercise. Lord, subdue the monsters within. They have to be crucified. Our own will has to be crucified with Christ. Not alone, with Christ. Oh, to be crucified with Christ. With his presence, with his blessing, with his help. Oh Lord, help us to live upon thee now, rise with thee. Lord, if we are dead in thee, we have risen with thee in that mystical union. Make it plain. Touch our hearts. Help us to walk in thy spirit, in thy example. To be quiet, humble, broken, tender. There was that suffering Lord on earth, yet doing miracles, doing wonders, healing, having compassion with great power, the power we've been singing of. O Lord, with almighty power, eternal power, the power of God. O Lord, may we be following thee. Is poor and afflicted as we are. Lord, we need the blood of sprinkling. We need thy precious blood applied. We need to be washing our garments in thy blood by faith daily. Coming daily, coming daily. To the fountain open for sin and uncleanness. The fountain of thy wounded side. O Lord, the drinking of thy precious blood by faith in our hearts. To be new creatures in Christ Jesus, knowing some things happened, old things are passing away. All things are becoming new. O Lord, to know by and by at the end, old things have passed away. And behold, all things are new. Heaven, through the river, through death. Grant us this divine teaching. Deliver us from complacency in religion, from jogging along comfortably. Is that bearing the cross? Dear Lord, if we're thine, thou dost certainly appoint the cross. And that's in thy hand. And all our times are in thy hand. And now this is a time of worship. This is the time of thy day of rest. So we come now to worship thee in thy holy hill of Zion. Thy holy hill of Zion in the New Testament. The tabernacles whereby the streams make glad the city of God. The tabernacles of the Most High. O Lord, give us a little stream, something of the sweetness of the well of Bethlehem rising up in our hearts. And may we come in all humility, inwardly looking to thee, receiving of thee, begging for that touch, begging for compassion. Lord, we are poor and needy. Lord, hot and cold, dear John Berridge says, in half an hour. Lord, it's sometimes in half a minute. And so it is. And it goes on for hours. even days, barrenness, leanness, can God dwell here? Or revive us again? If thou should leave us in a backsliding condition, we shall be lost. Leave us not to be presumptuous and say, ah, but if I'm the Lord's, I should be saved. Those that endure to the end shall be saved. And we cannot endure ourselves. Give us grace. Daily exercise, that is honouring. Lord, complacency, ignorance is dishonouring. But we've got nothing to offer. No honour in ourselves, only in the Lamb. Our refuge, our salvation. We would speak of Thee, look to Thee, glorify Thee, knowing Thee, having received of Thee that worthy of our praise, having received of Thee, O Lord, so it behoves us to call upon Thee and glorify Thee. Help us now to come humbly to worship. Lord, remember us for good. Bless Thy word. Bless Thy word here. Bless Thy servants that come here. And declare Thy counsel. And supply all their need. Remember this house of prayer. Thou hast favoured them. There are afflictions and trials among them. Lord, we remember especially one at this time, lying in hospital. Oh, visit his soul. Lord, in the home, the care home. Oh, Lord, in palliative care. Lord, visit him. Give prayer for him. Hear prayer for him. Send answers to his soul. Hear his own cries. Reveal him, thyself to him, in his soul. Lord, comfort him. Lord, be with him now. Be with him now. And as he steps down, forsake him not. Remain with him through unto glory. Save him for thy mercy's sake. We plead with thee. We plead Jesus' name again and forever. For his sake, for Jesus' sake, great God of heaven, appear to his soul. Remember the family. Undertake for them. Help them. Dear Lord, remember the prayers offered concerning our nation at this time. In this thy house this day and in others of thy courts. O Lord, and this day through the land of those who fear thy name. Gracious God, return to us. Have mercy on us in the land. Send forth the gospel once more with honour and power. Very thankful for delivering mercies in the past. Lord, the world wars thee. Lord, but we're in trouble. We're in deep waters as a nation. We have sinned against thee. O Lord, have mercy on us and hear the cries of the remnant's sake. Remember those that bear office in this house and bless them and strengthen them in it. Uphold them daily and keep the church together in unity and peace, in prayer and supplication for thy appearing to them individually and in blessing them, for thy Spirit to remain among them. O Lord, take not thy Holy Spirit from Zion, from this house of prayer. Remember, the dear friends, here at this time, one of the deacons at Jireh, bless him and his loved one, be with them and their family. Remember them this day as they hear thy word, meet among them at Attleborough, and bless thy servant who is expected to take up the pastorate. Bless him indeed, strengthen him, bless him, help him, go before him, grant thy blessing upon them. And another friend among us and his loved one here this morning, remember them and bless them and help them in their great difficulty at this time, their great sorrow. Lord, bless them indeed. We remember personal kindness to us. Bless them and be with them at this time of difficulty and sorrow, and guide them. So remember all in affliction here and elsewhere. Lord, a number of afflictions abound in Zion. Comfort all that mourn in bereavement and loss and suffering. Remember aged friends. O Lord, weakness comes. Lord, the infirmities of old age creep on. There cometh the end. Lord, support them with thy word. Support them with thy salvation, with living faith given as a gift to lay hold on eternal life in the Lamb. Ah, Lord, for this I have no power. Lord, cause us to lie at thy feet. Larger communion, let me prove with thee, blessed object of my love. Ah, but oh, for this no power of I. My strength is at thy feet to lie. Remember the dear deacons, one in his lonely pathway. We thank you for restoring mercies to him. Thou hast done wonders to help him, but Lord, look after him daily. Help him in many things, many, many things. In his loneliness, his loss, some while ago now, but seems like yesterday to him, in no doubt. Remember those in special need and special care and trouble and tribulation. And yet we may overlook, make up in giving. We must be mindful and would be mindful of all thy mercies to us. Daily provisions, abundance of supply, helps by the way. And my dear servants, this day at Blackboys and Pickhill, be with them, grant them thy blessing and help. Remember the dear friends there, all the hills of Zion. Dear Lord, we would be mindful and count thy mercy to us every moment, that worthy of our praise. Lord, but many in deep waters, we get to those places we know not how to pray, when thy judgments are upon us. And thy judgments are abroad us in the land and in Zion, in our own souls. For thou hatest iniquity, but thou dost correct thy people in love. Lord, help us to be corrected humbly, quietly, without murmuring. Subdue the old nature. Bring us to thyself at last. Have total, complete, eternal compassion upon us. Increase our faith. open our hearts. Lord, increase our love. May that love be seen by faith in our heart, our life, guiding us, eternal love, redeeming love, sanctifying love, preparing love, through the Son of God. May our hearts be fixed on Christ. Then thou art glorified. Great God of heaven, may we fix our eyes on thine only begotten Son. Fix our heart. May we know him through thy tender mercies to us. Lord, thine is the glory, the power, the kingdom. We cannot do it ourselves, but woe to us if we never discover it or know it. Awaken us out of complacency. Oh, have great compassion upon us. We close with the prayer of the publican. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. He went to his house justified. Justify us in thy precious blood. Comfort all that mourn. Deliver the needy. Save the lost. Open blind eyes. Come, come, Lord Jesus, come. We ask in thy name, O Heavenly Father, through the name of thine only begotten Son, pleading him, grant salvation, grant blessing, grant eternal life, for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn number 901, 901. A godliness which feeds on form and lip devotion, barren cheer, will satisfy an earthly worm who learns to think and call it prayer, contented with the husky part, a moving lip, and silent heart. Hymn number 901.
in a complete dependence upon the Lord, who needed help and blessing. I draw your attention to Psalm 50 and verse 15. Psalm 50 and verse 15. And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. The book of Psalms, Psalm 50, verse 15. And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. This psalm of Asaph, or written, as many believe, by David, and all these psalms as written by David and given to Asaph to lead the singing and so forth, there is disagreement and misunderstanding often. But it's a psalm of Asaph, or for Asaph. This particular one seems to be on its own. It's not joined with the other ones. It's not in order. The psalmist begins concerning the glory of Zion, the hill of Zion, and then extends it to his people to gather them to him in Zion and so forth. And then it comes to that point of offering unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. Never overlook this, because it is serious. It must be done by his people. And there is this verse here, which I have quoted as a text, a very blessed text, a very blessed word to his people over the centuries. And I believe down to this present age, when the Lord applies it, when the Lord drops it in, when the Lord gives it, and then he may not give it, but pleaded in the day of trouble. But then it turns, then the psalm turns and speaks to the hypocrites in Zion. But unto the wicked God saith, very searching word, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes? Thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth, seeing thou hatest instruction and so forth. A very solemn word. And givest thou mouth to evil, thy tongue framing deceit. Slanderest thine own mother's son, gossiping around everywhere. The Lord kept silent. But there's a time of reproof coming, a time when he will speak. It concludes with those two verses. Now consider this, ye that forget God, in that description following the text named, seems they've forgotten that God reigns and he hears and he witnesses. Lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. A solemn word. Then this, whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. Were half the breath thus vainly spent, to heaven in supplication sent, hear what my cheerful song would be, or oftener be, here what the Lord has done for me. What has the Lord done for us? Consider it. Great wonders. Their eternal wonders. Their salvation. If, of course, he has done them. I'm not assuming he does it to everybody. Far from it. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. How fearful to come to the end. I'm being negative here. And saying, I don't know anything. Frightening. Awful. Fearful. It happens. We may not know it, but it does happen. What a great mercy. I'm not going to say, it is a wonderful thing. It's a blessed thing. It's a glorious thing. But I'm not going to say that. It's a tender, wonderful compassion upon a soul who's able to say it. Who's able to say it. The Lord is his conversation aright. That disposeth his way in the margin right. And will I show my salvation? That sounds conditional, but it's not. Grace is unconditional. But it's the gift of God. Now to the Word. There are many things we can think of. This Word was with me overnight. I had another Word to come this morning. I couldn't get rid of it. Late last evening, overnight, pressing me this morning. I've had to venture. And I read Psalm 107 for a reason. Look at the troubles there. Look at the deliverances they needed. Then they called upon the Lord in the day of their trouble. It's the theme of the psalm. And he saveth them, and he saved them, and delivered them out of their distresses. Time and time again. But here we have this Word. And call upon me. Call upon me. Upon the Lamb. Exalted in heaven. Sits on the throne of grace. Stands commanding salvation. Stands interceding. Before the Father's throne. On behalf of poor sinners, showing his wounds for their salvation, for their deliverance, as the great intercessor, the great high priest. Beloved friends, may we be given this grace to call upon Christ. Of course, we call upon God. We plead Jesus' name. We're glorifying the Father. We're calling upon God in the day of trouble. The Almighty, the Holy God. But there's only one way to approach him. And to be received and heard of him. His only begotten Son. The Lamb of God. Think of Christ. In Revelation we have this description. In the midst of the throne, there was a lamb as slain, as it were slain, in the midst of the throne. Christ in the midst of the throne. Call upon me, says God, in the day of trouble, on the Son of God. Friend, there is, I'm going to say, sure deliverance, certain deliverance. When the heart is made sincere and desperate and really does so, as led in the day of trouble. We think of the nation, of course, but I bring it in It's got to be brought in. Oh, that we may pray for our country in the most solemn, I don't need to tell you this serious state, we know it, awful state that we've sunk into and love it so. Oh, that the Lord may have compassion upon us. He's had compassion in one way upon the USA at this time. It remains to be seen, of course. It remains to be seen. But all the churches, and had it confirmed to me today, was so. His people was used, but I heard of all the churches, Christian churches, were praying for another party to take over. And it's been granted. But they still need the Lord's compassion. It's nothing to do with salvation. That was national. But the Lord here prays nationally. Of course, a man with a terrible record. But we'll leave that out now. We'll leave that out. Dear friends, soul trouble, pathway trouble, personal trouble, family trouble, business trouble, collective trouble. Call upon me. Call upon me. Sorrow, care. Dear friend, what are we going to plead? Salvation, heaven. May that be paramount. My own soul, the soul of one I'm crying unto thee over. The soul of loved ones. Friend, the eternal state is upon us. It will be soon. Is it well with us? We may have received a Christ. Are we bearing fruit? Great danger, think of it. Having received Christ, we soon settle down, don't we? And jog along nicely. Things outwardly going well. Are we bearing fruit? John 15 brings it forth. We've often spoken of it. You know, a tree that bears fruit is cut right down. Not completely, of course. But it has to be pruned, or depends what you're growing, of course. Some hardly need pruning or touching. You leave them alone. Some just the old wood. And others need cutting back considerably. To bear fruit. To bear fruit. Friend, are we bearing fruit? Showing forth the mercy of Christ. Let's keep to the word. Sinner. Barren sinner. Bare sinner. Naked sinner. Needing the clothing of righteousness. May sinners be given grace to call upon him in the day of trouble. May his people. The Lord knows your case. The Lord knows your case. Call upon me in the day of trouble. Soul trouble. I've said this already. Personal trouble. Call upon me. Poor prayers. Needy prayers, lisping prayers, muddled prayers, useless prayers in and of themselves. Well, be careful what I say. I wouldn't say all prayers useless, but I want to point out it's the glory of Christ. As he pleaded, there will be answers. That Christ become barren without pleading Jesus' name. Jesus' blood, Jesus' person. There, he said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. There he answers prayer. May we ever have Christ in view in prayer, in this calling upon him, in the day of trouble. Friend, perhaps not in view, pleading his name in a barren, sad state to appear. What is our trouble today? What is our great care? What is our great sorrow? Where affliction abounds, where there's hope, there's pleading for healing. Where there's no hope, there is asking eternal life, pleading for eternal blessing and comfort to the soul. Friend, we shan't go on forever. We think we are. We say, we may outwardly say, oh, we know we've got to die. And just like that, just say it. Does it mean anything? May God bring it close to us. I don't mean to judge us or take people's lives away, but bring it close to our heart to realise the solemnity, the awfulness of it. And maybe when afflictions come, it brings it home sometimes. When we suddenly realise we may never get better in an affliction, and I've been brought to that a couple of times in my life, there seems to be no prospect of any healing. It may be a long time coming down, but the end is coming on. I felt it. There's much calling upon him. I'm going back a good number of years now. Good number of years. The Lord has shown mercy. Call upon me in the day of trouble. The day of trouble. Call upon me. Now there is a goodness here of God. He doesn't qualify anything. He doesn't say a particular who or certain this and certain that. It's the gospel going forth into the world. Preach to sinners. It's the Spirit's blessing to help us in the calling. Bringing before our mind, our eyes, the Lamb. It's great mercy when Christ is brought before our hearts in prayer, isn't it? And to be pleaded in the day of trouble. I'll have to leave the day of trouble. What is your day of trouble? There will be days of trouble. But here's a blessed promise in this word. And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee. I will deliver thee. Think of who's speaking. I will. When the calling takes place, not immediately. Grace given, faith given. I've known this myself. Faith given, grace given, that you're doing it and you're pleading the promise. That hope is risen that he will deliver in whatever it is. I'm sure many of you have experienced this verse. I have a number of times, but I've sometimes tried to plead it and experience it again, but I can't give it to myself. It's when the Lord gives it. And by grace he's done it a number of times for me in deep waters where I've got nowhere else to go. Friend, nowhere else to go. Children of Israel, Nowhere else to go. Pharaoh's coming. They're hemmed in, they're caught. And Moses, they didn't. Even in the danger, they murmured. But Moses called upon God. I will deliver thee. I will. Friend, what is the deliverance you need? The promise is here. Deliver thee. David delivered him out of all his troubles. David was delivered. The Lord delivered him. Delivered David out of all his troubles. Out of all his troubles. Friend, he will deliver his people. Finally out of all their troubles. But there's an experience of it in the pathway first. I will deliver thee. All the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's he that speaketh. I will deliver thee. May we realise and be taught humbly the grace of the Lord in all this. The power of God in this. Coming down to us, dropping into our hearts. Grace, I will deliver thee. I will. Your best beloved, your Redeemer, your Saviour, the Messiah that was promised to come and does deliver. You know, Paul spoke of it. He knew it, didn't he? Hath delivered and doth deliver. He's covenanted to deliver. And he will deliver from our fear, from the danger, from the sorrow, from the care, from the enemy, even from the judgment. And by and by, when the rod has its purpose, the correction accomplished will shine again in our soul. Shine again in your soul. I will deliver thee. Friend, it's certain, isn't it? How we need to plead God's certainties in his word. Don't take them for granted. They're there. They're encouraging. We love them naturally. But they're to be given and pleaded. And they will be given us. I will deliver thee. The deliverance will come. Leave it to him. You don't know how he will deliver. Out of any particular matter. Of all the great sorrows and cares you might have. We don't know how he's going to work. How he's going to appear. But hold it fast. Friend, if he's encouraging you to call upon him, he will appear. And if the Lord gives you a word, he will go before you and appear for you and deliver you. And make all the crooked places straight. The rough places plain. And stop the lion's mouth. He will do it. He will do it. If you've had that hope given unto you. And there is a purpose. There's a great purpose in salvation. You know, we often think in hearing the word and deliverances, that, you know, there's a purpose of mercy to me. And there is. Let's be very clear. It's a purpose of grace toward us. But there's a divine, eternal purpose. And it's in the last clause. Thou, the one who's calling, thou shalt glorify me. For all I am, for all I've done, and it will come when we, if his people They enter glory. They enter glory. They will enter glory. Thou shalt glorify me. Now there's also those times on earth. Those times on earth when they receive his blessing in their soul, answer to their prayer, the Lord to be with them and deliver them, and they begin to glorify him, and they do glorify him, and it may continue for a long time or just a short time. His name is glorified as their salvation, and another blessing as a token for good in the pathway. And it gives a measure of assurance. But there's a day coming when there's that fool glorifying God. And thou shalt glorify me. It's so personal, isn't it? So personal. Thou shalt glorify me. In thanksgiving, in praise, in trust, in faith, in growing in grace. And discovering clearly, perhaps peradventure, Christ revealed again. Or Christ revealed for the first time. What a wonder. Don't say this is too high. You're going to need it. One day you'll need it. When, if you're his, when we come to the end, and many times before, thou shalt glorify me. If we come to the end of the journey and not able to glorify him, when I'm in the river, I'm not saying outwardly necessarily, but in our soul, hope in Jordan, thou shalt glorify me. I need it. I need it. I need it. But I can assure you, if you have proved this, times of deliverance, and you have bowed to praise him and seen his mighty hand with you in deep waters, bringing you through honourably, it must be at the end as well. Because that is the grand object of God's salvation. To enter heaven. Call upon me and call upon me. Now, we want to bring this forth as well. I've got into Proverbs somewhere. And call upon me. Pay thou vows unto the Most High. Offer unto God thanksgiving. And pay thy vows unto the Most High. And call upon me in the day. It's part of the same word, really, the same sentence. And call upon me in the day of trouble. Dear friends, offer unto God thanksgiving for all his mercies. That glorifies him. Offer unto God thanksgiving. Do we really do it? You know, how can we thank him in trouble? He's given a throne of grace. He sent his only begotten Son as an intercessor, a name to plead. And he's drawn you to him and showing you the way. Friend, offer unto him thanksgiving. Offer unto him thanksgiving in the sorrow. He's the deliverer. Do we do so? Are we thankful enough? No, we may be speaking of general mercies. I wasn't intending to do that. We would be thankful for every mercy we have. But this is, are we thankful for what the Lord's done for our soul? You say, I need this, I need that, I need something else. I haven't got what I want. Friend, are we trusting what he's done for us already? Offer unto God thanksgiving. Friend, for what he's done for us, or for the throne of grace, or for his precious blood. If you're unsure of it, that he's received it. A way has been made through his precious blood, through his dying love. Offer unto God thanksgiving for his dying love. And his word. His word that encourages you. Be thankful. Do you thank him for the Bible? We might do generally, but a particular part. Thou didst lead me to that word, Lord, years ago. I've never forgotten it. You should still be thanking him now. Oh, you say, I've had many troubles. Friend, the Lord is praised for all his mercy to us over the years, from beginning, from our call to going to glory. He should be praised and will be praised. Offer unto God thanksgiving. Offer unto God thanksgiving. And pay thy vows unto the Most High. We forget to pay our vows, don't we? What are our vows? Friends, how many of God's people have secretly said, Lord, if thou wilt appear for me now, I will go forth to the church and declare thy mercy. And fear takes over. Fear takes over. Fear takes over. Or you prayed for the Lord to lead you in a certain way. And he seals it on your heart what to do. And we don't declare it and go the way he's led us. In the day of trouble, that is, of course. But he does lead his people out. Well, offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. And call upon me in the day of trouble. What an invitation, me. Call upon me, Jesus. Call upon him in the day of trouble. What a mercy. And plead. It's going to happen. I will deliver thee. It will happen. If you're pleading it, if a word gets hold of you, it'll be performed. I will deliver thee. I will deliver thee. And thou shalt glorify me. Now, out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God hath shined. Has he? Has he? Now this of course refers to the temple and so forth, the old Zion. But in the gospel, churches in his house, does he speak? The mighty God, he reigns, he speaks. And called the earth. One day there is a calling for the last time. But spiritually gathers his saints together to worship him, to know him. But we have to realise the tremendous nature of God. And he declares it unto us, doesn't he, in the following verses. May we be given that grace as we drive along on our laptops, as we're digging the garden, as we're shopping, as we get sleepy, and may we be calling upon him and pleading his word. You know, you may worry you fell asleep last night praying and never ended the prayer. Friend, I'd rather do that than going to sleep full of rubbish in my mind, temptation. The Lord knows the simplicity. The Lord knows the weakness of the flesh. He's the God-man. He arises for his people's help in all practical matters. You say, I cannot see my case in the Word of God. I've often felt that. Is there another one in the Word of God like me? So wretched, so unbelieving, so fearful. You search the Scriptures and you begin to wonder who it is. Who is this one? Can I find someone? You will find someone in the Word of God. A man that said he was the chief of sinners. The chief of sinners, the chiefest of sinners. Isn't that you? Friend, the utter corruptions of the heart. Many make a profession, don't know the corruptions of their own heart. It's all outwardly. It's all outside. It's all an upright pathway. We need to walk uprightly. It's the soul that's saved. Yes, the body is saved as well, but the soul is saved. Where the sin is. And both wonderfully will be glorified. But the soul won't be redeemed without the body. It's the soul first. And as the soul is on the judgment day, so will the body be. The soul doesn't follow the body. In death, in the resurrection, the soul is the one that's delivered. And whether it be into Christ or cast away, the body follows. Lord, save us. Friend, Lord, deliver us. May that be our prayer. We're in danger continually. Keep my soul alive. That in the hour of temptation, they're the days of trouble. When sin begins to prevail, when the enemy allures my feet aside. And another day of trouble we need our eyes opening to is the day of complacency. Friend, we would be very thankful and content for God's mercies, but don't rest in them outwardly, just in providence. You want sitting along contentedly in life, thankful, and we would be thankful. Unless we can praise him and be thankful, we're not offering God unto paying our vows, are we? What he owes, our praise, our thanksgiving. Will I wind down now? You know, the Psalms, as we know, are called the lungs of the church, and they are the lungs. They're prayer, they're praise, they're warning, they're deliverance, they're instruction, full of righteousness, full of threatening, full of the sins of the sinner, full of the salvation of the Lord. For unto God thanksgiving, pay thy vows unto the Most High. And that sweet, blessed, encouraging word, and call upon me. Oh, that me and I, me and I as the Lord. That's what it means here. Me, the Lord speaking, and I. And then will come the thou, which is you and I. And call upon me in the day of trouble. Right in it, in the midst of it, right through it, I will deliver thee. Hear thy prayers, answer thy cries, arise for thy help, show forth thy salvation, my salvation that is, as the Lord speaks, and thou shalt glorify me.
God willing, Sunday school will be at Bethany this afternoon at 2:30. On Friday evening, we hold our Trinitarian Bible Society service, where Mr. Graham Hadley will preach at 7:00, and there'll be a collection for the TBS. And next Lord's Day, Mr. Tim Parrish will preach and address the Sunday school. And there will be a meeting of the cemetery trustees tomorrow evening at 7:30 in the vestry. Let us close with hymn number 290. 290. Dangers of every shape and name attend the followers of the Lamb, who leave the world's deceitful shore and leave it to return no more. Hymn 290.
And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Ghost, rest and abide upon us each, that now, forever. Amen.